You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about the art of well-being. And when it comes to wellness, some people believe that a healthy mind and spirit are equally important as physical fitness. And we've got some of those people in the studio with us right now. Dr. Patricia Delden, Associate Director of the University of Michigan Depression Center. Welcome.
Thank you.
And also joining us, Kit Kaiser, Director of Healthy Living for the Ann Arbor YMCA.
Thank you.
The Y is offering a new program that you, Dr. Delden, created, and it's called Mood Lifters. Tell us about that.
Mood Lifters is a mental wellness program designed to help everybody live a life that they want to live, a life where they thrive. This can be people who have mental illnesses such as anxiety and depression, or it could be healthy people who just want to be thriving in their life.
You're the professional. Is it okay for me to say life is hard?
Life can be wonderful, but life is often hard, and that's where Mood Lifters comes in.
So how would we define Mood Lifters? Tell us some of the different components.
I think the easiest way to describe what Mood Lifters is if you know about what Weight Watchers is. Mood Lifters is essentially the Weight Watchers of mental health. Now, we're not affiliated with Weight Watchers at all. But one day, I had a colleague who talked me into going to Weight Watchers with him, and I was really against it. I didn't want to go. I thought I could do this by myself. I could pull myself up by the bootstraps. But he talked me into going because he said it's really cool. It's psychologically sophisticated, and you'll feel really happy that you went. And so I begrudgingly went, and lo and behold, I lost a lot of weight. What really struck me about it was people were very welcoming. It was taught by a paraprofessional. I always say the best therapist I can imagine was my Weight Watchers leader, who was a real estate agent. But she had a very successful story about how she had lost weight. So I was sitting there, and I'm losing weight, and I'm thinking, what is it about this program that works? And I got very interested in the company. I saw that Weight Watchers treats, though they don't call it treats, 2 million people a year, and they do it for $50 a month. And I thought, I turned to my colleague and I said, wouldn't it be great if we could develop such a program for mental health, one that's easily accessible, destigmatizing, cheap, evidence-based, and really helps people to feel better, to meet them where they're at. So I always say Weight Watchers is not bariatric surgery. Mood Lifters is not intensive psychiatric care, which some people need. It's for everybody else. Most people don't need intensive psychiatric care, and that's where we come in. We want to really help people to build a life that they want, whether that means going from anxiety and depression to healthy, or from healthy to living a life worth living. And so Mood Lifters really attempts to, no matter where people are at, to help them get to live a life that they want. We say, like, training for a marathon. You wouldn't think all you want to do a marathon someday. We wouldn't say, oh, all of a sudden you can do a marathon tomorrow if you haven't been training. But what Mood Lifters do is it takes the long approach, and we find that we help people build a life worth living.
And here the YMCA of Ann Arbor is sharing this program. Kit Kaiser is here. I think I'm just going to say a lot of people think of the Y as a place to work out and swim, but yet you're doing this well-being program.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a pool and we do have a fitness facility there. You can come there to swim and work out, and that is certainly part of our bread and butter, but the Y is so much more than that. In addition to what we do within healthy living, you know, we provide programs for individuals who may be single parents and need childcare for their kids at a, you know, on a sliding scale. We provide character development for teens and youth. We do lots of camps. But in addition to that, within healthy living, we have a whole suite of evidence-based health intervention programs. And Mood Lifters fits perfectly within our mission to strengthen our spirit, mind, and body. And we recognize that a lot of the programs that we have currently are very physically active based. But we have a priority of including mental health programs within that suite.
And I understand you participated in the program in some aspect?
I did. So I went through the 15-week program over the summer and into the fall because I wanted to see what it was all about. And looking at it through the lens of, as a director of healthy living with the Y, I recognize that this is hands down absolutely something that fits within our mission and fits within what we're trying to do at the Y.
Dr. Delden, can you outline any of the components of Mood Lifters? Mm-hmm. What does focus
on? Well, one of the first and primary parts is that every leader has been through the program themselves. So that's why we always encourage people who are interested in learning about it for their community centers mm-hmm. Or for other programs to go through it themselves so they understand what it's like. Because we think that one of the most important things about Mood Lifters that's unique is that it is offered by people who've been there themselves, who've actually been really successful through the program. And we have tested it, and we found that peer leaders are equally effective to professionals, which I have to say is pretty humbling, given I've trained for 7 years to be able to do what they can do after participating in my program. It's a group format mm-hmm. so that people can see that they're not alone with their struggles. So what happens when someone comes to a meeting is the first thing they do is they check in. Instead of weighing in like they do in Weight Watchers, they check in. They tell us how they're doing that week, how their mood is. And then we have them come in and we teach them an evidence-based mentally healthy strategy. So everything we teach people has been shown in the literature before to be really helpful for everybody to feel better, for everybody to have improved mental health. So, for example, the first thing we have people do is the first day is after they check in and tell us about how they're doing, we teach them about something called behavioral activation. We encourage them to go out and do 3 really enjoyable things that week. Why? Because we know from the literature that one of the best ways that you can combat the downward spiral of depression is to do positive, pleasurable, or meaningful activities. We tell people that if they're experiencing depression, they might not actually enjoy them or get meaning. But just like a muscle that Kit has worked on, trying to get people to use muscles again, we try to get people to use, I use this as an analogy, it's not this simple. I'm trained as a neuroscientist. As an analogy, we try to get people to think about their positive brain centers like a muscle. If you haven't used it for a while, it's going to hurt when you first try it, or it might not feel so good. So what we do is we encourage people that first week to go home and do positive activities in order to sort of get that brain part, that part of their brain re-engaged in those activity. And eventually they'll start enjoying it again or feeling meaning. We take a comprehensive or holistic approach. We look at the body, the mind, relationships,
relationships that you have with yourself or with other people?
With other people, as well as healthy behaviors, including exercise. So combining this with the YMCA is just a logical extension, because one of the things we encourage people to do is exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week. Why? Because the research has shown that that might be equally effective to antidepressant treatment.
And is the Y offering the Mood Lifters program currently?
Yes. So we are starting Mood Lifters the first week in April. There are 2 options. So you can participate in the once-a-week program either on Tuesday evenings or Thursday evenings. As a non-member, you will get a membership for the duration of the program. Okay. And then members are also welcome to register.
And Dr. Delden, do you anticipate this program spreading to other areas?
It already is. We're testing right now an online version of the program in my company, Mood Lifters. But we have people already in Maryland, people in Florida. I have colleagues all over the country that are interested. I have people in California, Washington State, Illinois, in South Korea that are already interested in using the program.
Now, we very much appreciate Kit Kaiser, Director of Healthy Living for the Ann Arbor YMCA, and Dr. Patricia Delden, the creator of Mood Lifters, for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.